studies show successfully reviving someone without mouth-to-mouth is possible. Dr. John Kilgore is the medical director for the SSM Heart Institute in St. Louis.
Standard training for CPR has included chest compressions along with rescue ventilation, which is called mouth-to-mouth.
But he says people are hesitant to do mouth-to-mouth for several reasons.
There was a study about 2 years ago that suggested that CPR using only chest compressions was as effective as doing so without rescue ventilating or mouth-to-mouth.
Kilgore says compressions only can save a life, but only in certain cases.
The premise is that this is to be done in individuals who are a witnessed arrest, and that generally is from a cardiac cause, meaning their heart stops suddenly.
If someone is suffering cardiac arrest due to drowning, suffocation, trauma, or overdose, mouth-to-mouth is still necessary to get air into their lungs. But he says in the case of a heart attack, victims usually already have air in their lungs. Just keeping their blood circulating increases their chance of survival until emergency medical personnel arrive to take over. Kilgore reminds people to call 911 before performing CPR on a heart patient. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.